The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3056. On Saturday, an animated short debuted on Disney Plus to celebrate the 3-year anniversary of the launch of the Disney Plus platform and the release of The Mandalorian, but there was a little drama around the whole situation. So we'll talk about the animated short and said drama, and also its connections with other work from the studio that released it. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So Grogu and the Dust Bunnies is the short that we're talking about, debuted on Disney Plus on Saturday, the 3-year anniversary of the platform's launch, and probably celebrating The Mandalorian as well, since it features Grogu, the absolute breakout star of the series. And the run-up to it was interesting because there was a brief little teaser released on social media that showed the Lucasfilm logo and the Studio Ghibli logo, if I'm pronouncing that right. That's the studio that produced this Grogu and the Dust Bunnies short. It's not a studio that was involved in Star Wars Visions, and so people were freaking out wondering if this was related to the second round of Star Wars Visions or if this was going to be some longer feature because Studio Ghibli is known for other longer animated features. And I even chimed into one of the conversations about this because I do recall that when Visions was originally announced in 2020 at the Investor Day, they said there were going to be 10 shorts released for that. There were only 9 released, and so I've been wondering whatever happened to that mysterious 10th short. Well, that was not at issue here, and neither were any longer form releases from Studio Ghibli. In fact, it was just to announce that they are the studio behind Grogu and the Dust Bunnies. It runs for just a couple of minutes and there is no dialogue. However, I did turn on the audio description version of things, and it's entirely narrated in the audio description, which is very nice. And even though there's nothing really to spoil, I won't give you a breakdown of what happens in the short. Just watch it. Like I said, it's just a couple of minutes long. It won't take you very long to do it at all. I imagine it'll eventually get nominated for an Emmy Award for an animated short. The soundtrack for it is probably going to be very familiar. It's from Ludwig Göransson. It's, I believe, an adaptation of the track Snacks from season 2 of The Mandalorian. It's basically the soundtrack of Grogu staring at Fish Lady's eggs. And if you're familiar with other Studio Ghibli productions like My Neighbor Totoro or Spirited Away, you may recognize these dust bunnies. They are known as the pronunciation Sisuwatari. Hopefully that's close. And one way to translate that is to call them soot sprites. They are, according to Spirited Away, little creatures that need to have a job or have work to do, and if they don't, then they dissolve into soot. They may also be crushed into soot if somebody were to try to do something bad to them, but obviously that's not going to happen in this short. Instead, there's a very playful dynamic between Grogu and these dust bunnies, or soot sprites, if you will. Ultimately, it's a fun, relaxing little video, and if you've been hoping for some new Grogu content, well, this may tide you over for a little while. So check it out. It's called Zen, Grogu and the Dust Bunnies. It is a beautiful little Zen moment, and they end on a Zen symbol as well. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.